Limitless, the Earl Baum Center newsletter, serving people with sight loss. Summer 2016. My son sat in the car and cried. Onset of vision loss. Cindy Zook had 20/20 vision her whole life until 2010, when glaucoma reared its ugly head. Within a year and a half, she had severely low vision. Kaiser referred her to Earl Baum, and she started coming to the center in 2011. As many do, she started with orientation and mobility instruction, adjustment to disability, and living with vision loss classes. She soon learned how to cook and shop by herself and get herself to the doctor and to Earl Baum. Effect on the family. Because her son Derek lives in Sacramento, he hadn't seen her progression. One day, on his monthly visit, he drove Cindy to Earl Baum for her classes. When she got out of the car, he said, "Are you sure you can walk alone?" She responded, "Sure, I do it all the time," and walked off. She didn't know this at the time, but he sat in the car, watched her check in, and then waited for her to walk from the office to class. Later on the phone, he told Cindy he'd watched her and said, "I sat in the car and cried." Cindy said she didn't want him to feel sorry for her. She was happy, and he replied, "I'm not sorry for you. I am so happy that you are independent and doing well on your own. I am so proud of you." Earl Baum is a lifesaver. She'll tell anyone who will listen that it was because of her mobility and orientation training at Earl Baum that she had the necessary tools to navigate places. Before getting that training, Cindy and her son had wondered if she should move to Sacramento to be near her son's family. That idea made her sad because she's been here her whole life. She really didn't want to leave her friends or the community she loves. Now those worries are in the past. The Earl Baum Center has been such a lifesaver for me. It's given me independence and helps Derek not worry about me. Cindy's vision loss had hit Derek hard because she'd worked all her life and the vision loss came at the time she retired, right when she was supposed to start having fun. He had always hoped she'd be able to travel and do things upon retirement, and for a while thought vision loss would end those dreams. Tandem bike riding, tap dancing, and more. But no. Thanks to our committed staff and generous donors, Cindy has already taken 2 trips on Amtrak and is participating in art classes. A mask she made was shown at Art Slam at the D. Young Museum. Birding by ear, tap dancing, exercise classes, book and movie clubs, and her most favorite, tandem bike riding. She and Derek are avid members of the Tandem Bike Club, aka the Baum Squad. Cindy says, "It's really neat that we can do this together. I've always been an outdoor person, but I couldn't enjoy the outdoors if Earl Baum didn't have this program." Living alone doesn't have to be lonely. As someone who lives alone, when glaucoma came on, Cindy's life could have really taken a turn for the worse. Instead, what she's experienced at Earl Baum has made her life, in some ways, better than ever before. "I really feel blessed that I was referred to Earl Baum," says Cindy. "Sometimes I'm asked, what's the one thing you like best about Earl Baum? But I can't say one thing. It's the combination of all the parts. I tell anybody who's losing their vision or knows someone who is, get to Earl Baum. They'll help you."